Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the future of many women's job prospects. This one won't be getting any entry-level tech job at Google or Microsoft that pays $165,000 a year. Instead, she's going to have to pay her student loan debt back by getting a job at Chipotle if she's lucky. How long before robots also start preparing food there too? Jobs women do will be hit the hardest by AI first. They'll have to stand out on the street corner selling apples or themselves until sex bots eventually replace their cooches. Up next, here's a good reason not to make fun of nerdy kids when you're in school. This guy's the definition of Revenge of the Nerds. Meet Jeremy Godfrey, the head of censorship in Ireland. You know what they say, that a child that's been shunned by the village will burn that village down just to feel the warmth. That perfectly describes a lot of people in the tech industry these days. For some strange reason, he also gives me a Mad Magazine vibe. And in case you're wondering, yes he is. Number 3, 95% of plastic pollution in the world's oceans comes from these 10 rivers. Yet they make people in the West feel guilty for wrecking the environment. Here we are sitting in North America being forced to drink from paper straws. And meanwhile, the third world is destroying the oceans. People in much of the world treat their rivers like they're flowing garbage trucks. Why do people in countries like this not care about their environment? Moving on, Rachel Bykoffer, an American writer, is being criticized for calling Sydney Sweeney a butterface, who looks great in jeans. She's just jealous, though, because she's the one with the butterface, and it looks like she's been eating too much butter, too. I find it ironic that her last name starts with Bite, because it looks like she bites into way too much food. TFM says that Sweeney does have a butterface, but that her chesticles are so perfect that no one will look at her face long enough to realize it. Number 5, some people say that Taco Bell was better in the 90s. You only think so because you were younger and your body could take the abuse of eating food that was actually one grade lower than dog food. Forget about going to the pharmacy to get a product to clean out your bowels before a colonoscopy. Doctors should instead suggest you go to Taco Bell, better known as Toxic Hell. If you still think it's better in the 90s, it was even better in the 80s when they had a taco bar. Up next is Women is wondering if others have lost their desire to date real men after using AI. She realizes that she can get all the love and affection she needs from her AI boyfriend Griffin. If this really works, then we need to start exporting this technology to Africa and India ASAP. But I think women will get tired of AI boyfriends because the attention isn't real and because they don't come with a wallet. Then again, I was wrong about delusional men using AI girlfriends, so maybe I'm wrong once more. Number 7, Osmo is wondering why men are supposed to provide for and contribute to society and in exchange for what? Lilith says you contribute so that we women allow you to continue to exist in our civilization. Keep in mind that this comment is coming from someone who does not actually contribute to society. Guys, this is what women think of you. A disposable repairman, if you act out of line, they want you gone. You're nothing but something to be consumed. Moving on, men wearing skirts is apparently the newest fashion trend. Doesn't look like a trend for straight men, though. But I'm not worried. They tried this on Star Trek The Next Generation back in the 80s, and they stopped doing it almost immediately. Men that feminize themselves don't get action from women, especially with legs like those. This looks so gay that even the gay guys won't do it. It's just that bad. Number 9, what the hell is she saying? I don't know, but I don't like the look of that bird hand. And if it weren't for her pecking hand, I would have actually said that she's trying to do her best impression of going down on a dude. But in reality, you just know that she's probably just saying something annoyingly awful. That's probably also something that she did to Chank to get the job. Here's a better version of the same face without the bird hands. Up next, here's this exquisite house in India. It's only $10.3 million and it has zero toilets. I guess maybe you're supposed to poop in that pool or something. Chill out, everyone, because the pool is probably filled with water from the Ganges, which is a holy river that cleans itself. You could also use the lawn to do your number two. Then just use a pooper scooper to clean up your mess afterwards. I guess you could also use one of those 6 baths as well. Number 11, here's another guy saying that men who date trans women are not gay. If that's the case, then why do they need to talk about it? What, he couldn't deal with the shame of being laughed at for sleeping with the trans woman or something? It's not like coming out of the closet these days is dangerous or daring anymore. If you can't be honest about your sexual orientation in this day and age of sexual liberation, you've got some serious issues. Maybe he just likes the taste of schlong or something. Moving on, this substitute teacher slept with an 11-year-old and she blames him for supposedly coming onto her. How shocking, another woman unable to take accountability for her own actions. Also notice that the people writing articles like this have a really hard time calling it great for some reason. I think this is always common, but in this day and age of technology, it's easier for women to be outed and caught. Regardless, there's a serious PDF file problem in schools. Number 13 is Taya, and she's an independent, proud mom of four. And yet, why are women like her still asking men to finance their lifestyles now? So many single mothers out there believe they deserve a high-value man making six figures with no kids and takes care of them. The delusion is off the charts. Yeah, $10,000 for groceries she wants. At this point, just get a hooker. They're cheaper and you actually get sex, unlike with this case. Up next, apparently Supergirl is expected to beat Spider-Man at the box office next July. Highly unlikely. They should have just got the girl that played Supergirl in The Flash for this part. Also, who's expecting Supergirl to beat Spider-Man? No one even cares about the MCU. The only way that Supergirl would have a chance is if Sydney Sweeney took the part. And only if she goes topless in at least one scene. I'm just glad Zendaya probably won't be in the new Spider-Man. Number 15, Angel of Death, says that the sexiest thing a man can do is reject the right wing and manosphere red pill ideology. Yeah, and that's not going to happen as the red pill has now gone mainstream with younger guys. I talk to guys in their 30s and 40s all the time, and many of them have no idea about female nature and the red pill. Women like this don't want men to be aware of their bad behavior. They just want simps and wage slaves to support them. Moving on, apparently this guy is going to be the next James Bond. I can see it now. I'll have a bucket of chicken, shaken and not stirred. As far as I'm concerned, Bond already died, just like this reboot will. As far as I'm concerned, if they were going to go with a black guy, I wouldn't mind if they had the role for Idris Elba. But he's too old and casting him would have made too much sense. He had enough class to pull it off. Number 17, apparently throwing green sex toys at WNBA players is homophobic and dangerous because the WNBA deserves better. It doesn't even deserve to exist, because it loses money each year and will never be profitable. What's also really funny is bringing attention to a game that nobody is watching. Also, how exactly is it homophobic? Are they all lesbians or something? Besides, this is the most interesting that women's basketball has ever been. Up next, we was millionaires in sheet. This student mistakenly got almost $1 million in her bank account and decided to spend it all. She spent it on whiskey, designer handbags, and jackets. All status objects. But what I would have done is just bought Bitcoin and Ethereum, and when asked for the money back, I would say that I just spent it all. If they forced me to pay it back, I would have 5x that money and had no issues paying them back in the future. She probably wasn't thinking that they would even find the mistake they made. Number 19, Chloe says that women should start teaching their sons that just because their girlfriend or lover is crying doesn't mean that she's not manipulating you or lying. It looks like she's trying to help men, but in reality she's just trying to help other women who have sons. Maybe she's pretending to be the perfect woman, but in reality she's probably a female chameleon putting out red pills to try and attract a strongly red-pilled man. Moving on, here looks like more proof that I'm wrong that women won't actually have AI boyfriends. I guess they'll actually start taking turns riding the Chad Roans while having virtual relationships with those AIs. It's almost like they're looking for a virtual emotional tampon, and their mind has tricked them into thinking that AI is a real person or something. I'm losing more and more hope for the human species day by day now. Number 21, why is it that Americans saw freezing water and said that that's 32 degrees, while the rest of the world put the freezing mark at zero? Europeans and much of the rest of the world saw a guy that was 6 feet tall and decided that he was a meter and 89 centimeters. In Canada, even though we're supposed to say meters, we still use feet and inches. And we also use freezing as zero. We combine the best of both worlds. Up next, young people are looking for love within their own race. And this is racist somehow that only 5% of those under 24 have been on a date with someone outside their racial background. That apparently white people are the most reluctant to do so. Looks like somebody's trying to get white folks to mix with non-whites or something. Gee, I wonder who might have that on their agenda. I still can't believe I'm one of the 5% that actually dated outside the white race. Number 23, Sydney Sweeney's German Shepherd is branded as a Nazi pet, after the American Eagle gene backlash. The moral busybodies are grasping at anything they can to tear others down that go against their ideology. If it was all really about having a German Shepherd, meaning that you're a supporter of Mr. Mustache, then why didn't they say anything when good old Sleepy Joe had a couple of them? It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery, even though Scooby is technically a Great Dane. Moving on, this woman says that she's too hot to get a boyfriend. That guys are scared to ask her out. Instead of too hot, she probably means she's too fat to find a boyfriend that wants her. Maybe they also don't ask her out because she's got that horrible nose ring. She also looks so entitled and high maintenance that no man wants to deal with her. I blame all the simps out there on dating apps boosting the egos of influencer women like this one. Number 25 and the last one, Nelly Furtado, is going viral for her then and now look. Yeah, because she got fat. Looks like Nelly Furtado has been eating way too much frittata. Also, great nickname, might as well be called Belly Gelato. Looks to me like she's a no Zempec. It's pretty common for Portuguese women to get this big, though. But she could have lost that weight and made a ton of money on the music tour circuit. It's not all that hard to lose weight these days. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.